excitement, with fear. Susan Penhaligon and Peter Sallis in Identikill by John Foster.
Mister, you don't own me. I do exactly as I please, and if you don't like it, then too bad, too bloody bad. Oh, my God. Of me. You, look, if you don't leave me alone, you bastard, you... What's the knife? Oh, my God! Ah! Oh! 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 Leave me alone! Oh! Oh, God, please! Stop! Stop! Stop!
And what was her name?
June Pritchard.
And she was stabbed to death?
Say so. She was the same age as you, Judith.
Poor girl.
And you resemble her very closely wearing that blonde wig. Look, here's a photograph. Hard to tell the difference between you.
Bit frightening, getting dressed up in her clothes like this.
You don't mind, do you? I wouldn't have asked you.
No, anything I can do to help.
You've got to try everything, you see.
I understand.
Now, the reconstruction begins at 3:00. The chief super will be arriving in a moment, so I'll just brief you about the procedure. What's the matter?
You're sounding just like a policeman.
Well, you may be my fiancé, but at the moment we're involved in serious police business.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound frivolous.
If the reconstruction is to be successful, then it's important that you should try to behave like this girl, not just simply resemble her.
I'm no good at play acting, I'm afraid.
Well, put yourself in her shoes. Think of yourself as June. Forget that you're a secretary at the town hall. Forget that you even know me. You are June Pritchard.
Okay. What kind of girl was she, then?
Very much the girl about town. Had loads of boyfriends. She was a girl who lived very much on her own terms. Wouldn't let anyone trample over her. So act it up a bit. Hold yourself as if you know the fellows are eyeing you and you like it. Play up a come-hither smile. And remember that you're proud, selfish, you don't mind who you hurt, and you're out to enjoy life.
I'll have to have the acting talents of Elizabeth Taylor to put that across.
Just keep on repeating her name to yourself. June. June Pritchard. You're wearing her shoes, her makeup, exactly the same clothes she wore when she was killed. There, where the sweater's ripped. That's where she was stabbed.
Oh, please, Ian, don't.
You'll even be driving her car.
That red Mini down in the yard?
Yeah. Imagine that it's last Tuesday afternoon. You've taken the day off work. You're driving through town on the way to the cove at Ferry's Point to meet one of your boyfriends. You've just had a row with him. He's jealous, but you don't care. You're pleased that he's jealous. Get it fixed in your mind.
Where do I work?
You're an assistant at Bowker's Travel Agency. It's your third job in 6 months. You live at home with your parents, and you have a favourite mannerism that's intended to get men eating out of your hand. You suck your thumb like a baby and pout.
That is?
Perfect. There, you see? You are June Pritchard.
Attention, please. This is the police. The body of Miss June Pritchard was discovered at an isolated cove near Ferry's Point, Brenton, at approximately 4 p.m. last Tuesday afternoon. This is a public reconstruction of this young woman's movements in the hour immediately preceding her death in an attempt to assist police in the hunt for her killer. Following this police vehicle is a red Mini. This vehicle was owned by Miss Pritchard and driven by her along this route at approximately this time last Tuesday afternoon. At the wheel of the vehicle, you will see a young woman who is assisting the police in this reconstruction. Please look closely. Will any member of the public who has any information which may assist the police in their inquiry, please come forward at once?
You did splendidly, Judith. I know it was an ordeal for you.
Is that where she was killed? Down there?
Ferry's Point, yeah. You're shivering. What's up?
Got the spooks, I suppose. Pretending to be somebody else. Somebody dead. Whew, foolish.
You can forget about it now.
It said over the loudspeaker that she lived in Croxley Way.
That's right. Why?
Just curious.
Yeah, you can forget about it now. I can't. Chief Super was pleased with today. A few people came forward, you know, give us a few leads.
You told me June had loads of boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. Why all the questions?
Have you interviewed any of them?
Those we know about, yes.
What have they like?
All shapes and sizes. June wasn't particularly choosy.
Suspect any of them?
We've still got an open mind. You're taking a lot of interest.
Only natural, isn't it? I've been June Pritchard for the past few hours.
Look, I'm going to take you home to your parents. You know, you can have a bath and an early night. Wash that girl right out of your hair, eh?
You've dyed your hair.
I felt like a change.
Blonde. Altered the style as well.
Oh, I'm letting it grow. I'm fed up with the way it was.
I liked it the way it was.
Boring. Stuffy and boring.
You're in a funny mood this evening. What are these newspaper cuttings? Dozens of them. All dealing with June Pritchard's murder.
I'm following the case.
That reconstruction took place over a week ago. Your mind's still dwelling on it.
I'm just interested.
It's a bit morbid, isn't it?
The newspapers never tell you much. The things you really want to know.
What kind of things?
The knife he used.
Knife?
The killer. What kind of knife did he stab June with?
There was no trace of the murder weapon. Probably a sheath knife. Now, enough of this talk. What did you do today?
Oh, you know, same as usual. Taking dictation, typing letters, pretty boring.
You seem to find a lot of things boring just now, don't you?
I'm looking for another job.
You never told me.
Listen!
Listen, Ian, you don't own me.
You don't own me. Own me. Own me.
You're behaving oddly, Judith. Almost like a different person. What's got into you?
You know this description you've put out? The one in the newspaper. The man you want to interview.
What about it?
A man in his mid to late 50s.
Yes, I know. He was seen at Ferry's Point just after the murder.
He couldn't have killed June. Not if it was a lover's quarrel. He's in his 50s.
June had a preference for older men.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know that. So it could be him, then.
Our first real lead. One of the results of the reconstruction last week.
Owner of a grey family saloon car, registration number unknown.
You've become obsessed with this case.
Obsessed? No, don't be silly.
You're brooding too much. I know, let's go out somewhere. We'll have a slap-up meal.
No, Ian. Honestly, I don't feel like it.
Do you want me to stay, then?
I'd rather be on my own tonight.
I see. Will you be okay by yourself?
Of course. Why not?
Well, your parents being away, nobody here at the house.
I'm going to bed early. That's it. I shall be tucked up in bed before you get to the car. Tucked up in bed and perfectly safe. Oh, June. June. Poor June.
Look, if you don't leave me alone, you bastard!
The body of Miss June Pritchard was discovered at an isolated cove.
Oh, June! Stop him! Stop him!
Last Tuesday, after...
Get away, June! Quick! Run! He's coming! He's coming!
Leave me alone! Oh, God! Stop!
Oh, my God. Oh, Those hands holding that knife, coming at me, stabbing. 8:30. Only been asleep an hour. Get up, get dressed, make a cup of coffee. That murder reconstruction playing on my mind again. Thinking about you, June. What's on the radio? Oh, you should have let Ian take you out. Done you good. But Ian's so boring lately. No. Go out by yourself. Yes, take the car and go for a drive. Long black hair, wearing that yellow raincoat. A girl just like you were, June. Not a care in the world. You could have been that girl, June. Out tonight, having fun. What are you doing carrying on like this? Talking in your mind to some girl who's dead and gone? Have you gone crazy? You let things get the better of you. Control yourself. June Pritchard means nothing to you. But I can't help it. Can't help thinking about you, June. Today you're nothing but a corpse. Beloved daughter, rest in peace. Will you rest in peace while that animal still goes free to kill again? Another girl like you. A girl like me. Rubbish. June wasn't a girl like you. Not a bit like you. That girl was a bitch with first-class honors. She took from life. That was June Pritchard. She was everything you despise in a woman. Everything you fear. The house where you lived. The garden you played in. Rooms you lived in all those years and for what? All right, you silly little fool. Ask yourself this. Would it ever happen to you? A death like that? No, of course not. Well, it could do. Killed by some man on a lonely beach because he found out that you'd been sleeping around. You? Oh, come on. It could only happen to a type like June Pritchard. Shut up. It could happen to anyone. She was a human being, wasn't she? She had the right to live her life.
You don't own me. Own me. Own me.
For God's sake, go home. I know that man over there. I'm sure I know him. Sitting on that bench. Where? Where have I seen him before? Oh, yes. That's him. A man in his 50s, the police description said. Thick set, receding hair, moustache. And here he is, 500 yards from the murder spot. Got him. I've got him, the animal. And there's the car. Grey Family Saloon. Get the number. Write it down. KYZ679K. Right. Find a phone box, call the police. No. Just a moment. See what he does. You don't look much like a killer. A Mr. Nobody, if ever I saw one. He's getting up. Walking off. Going over to his car. Wait a second, then follow.
No, help yourself. Oh, well, let me move this rubbish out of the way. There.
Thanks. I went for a walk along the prom this evening, and I felt like a drink. I've never been in here before. It's so crowded. Took me 10 minutes to get served at the bar.
Oh, well, it's the holiday makers. Do you live here in Brenton?
At the moment. But I've got itchy feet. The place is too slow for me. Is this your local?
Well, I come here quite often. Yeah.
Lonely, boozing.
Eh?
You're sitting there all by yourself.
Oh, that's just a quiet pint.
You look down in the dump.
Well, I don't mean to appear unsociable. I've had a lot on my mind recently.
Yes, yes, you have, haven't you? Looks as if you're loaded down with worries.
Well, it's personal matters. It's difficult to explain.
Can I have a cigarette?
Oh.
Hold on, you don't smoke.
I'm sorry. Here.
Thanks. You're a heavy smoker. All those cigarette butts.
It becomes a habit, like most things.
Like murder.
I try to stop, but you know how it is.
Look at those hands fiddling there with that cigarette packet. Killer's hands.
I've smoked a lot more recently. 40, 50 a day.
Look so ordinary, don't they? So commonplace. Just one pair of hands, neatly trimmed nails, long, slender fingers, firm, smooth palms.
What's the matter?
Pardon?
You're staring at my hands.
Oh, you've got such nice hands. Delicate fingers. You've got lovely hands for a man.
My wife said that. Well, said that.
Wife?
Oh, don't start me off. Every pub must have heard about it. Story of my life. Night after night, I just sit in pubs drinking myself stupid, trying to forget.
Forget what?
Well, you're a total stranger. Why should you have to listen to my problems?
Had a row with her?
She's left. Not for the first time. Oh, she'll be back when she runs out of money. Well, I'm not much good in bed these days.
Patterns fitting together. How long have you been married?
15 years.
Amazing she stayed so long. I wouldn't have.
Oh, it's only gone wrong over the past few months due to a lot of things.
Any kids?
No, if we'd had children, it might have been different.
Why don't you just find somebody else?
What?
Oh, sitting here brooding, that's no good. You need another woman.
Women?
Hear that? Did you hear him?
Anyway, it's not all that simple.
Of course it is. You've lost confidence in yourself.
Yes.
Another woman might restore it. What's your name?
David.
David what?
David Crawford.
Crawford? So that's your name. My name's June. June Pritchard.
Look, miss, I'm old enough to be your father.
What are you doing leading him on? Stop, for God's sake.
Let me buy you another drink.
Well, I finish this one.
It's not just my wife. Everything's going wrong. Pressures are getting me down. I can't relax anymore. My work is suffering.
What do you do?
I'm a dentist. I've got a practice in the town.
Well, you can look at my teeth any time. I wouldn't have believed it. You nearly laughed.
You look very attractive when you do that, you know.
What?
You suck your thumb. It makes you seem childlike, sort of innocent.
My God, innocent. That's a laugh. You must be worth a pretty penny, then, if you're a dentist with your own setup.
In theory, yes. But my wife, she keeps spending. Spending's an obsession with her. Today, I ask you, I'm almost broke.
Broke?
It won't be long before I'm getting a call from the bank manager. I'm serious. But let's forget it, eh? At least tonight. I promised you another drink.
Sure you can afford it?
Whatever you want. We can go and have a meal if you like.
Oh, I've already eaten.
Well, somewhere else, perhaps, then.
Not my place. I live with my parents.
Well, look. Why not come back to my place? There's plenty of booze there.
Don't do it. Yes. All right.
How did you come here?
Now's your chance. Get away before it's too late. I took the bus and walked.
Oh, well, my car's outside. Shall we go? Cliff. My house overlooks the bay.
Sounds very nice. You find him attractive, don't you? Yes, you do. You actually find him attractive.
Where do you live?
In Croxley Way. You want him. Want to make love with him. Because he's a murderer. You want to sleep with a killer?
You work in Brenton?
At Barker's Travel Agency. Crummy job. I'm looking for something else.
Got a boyfriend?
No one special.
You don't mind, do you?
Mind?
Me touching you.
Do I look as if I mind? What a fantastic view. You can actually hear the sea from here.
Oh, I've got used to it. Living in the same house all the time, you don't really notice. Is Brandy all right?
Thanks. That's a photograph of your wife?
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She's much younger than me. Maybe that's been the trouble.
What's her name?
Grace.
Oh, a bit old-fashioned for my taste. It's a great place to live in.
It's the loneliest place I know.
Well, you're not alone now, are you?
What about some background music?
No, I like it as it is. I like listening to the sea.
Aren't you at all frightened?
Frightened?
Well, here alone in an isolated house with a man you don't know, a lot of women would be frightened.
Do you want me to be frightened, then?
No, of course not. I'm sorry, I've been on my own too long, saying stupid things.
I wouldn't have come if I hadn't wanted.
It's just that, well, since Grace left me, I've found it difficult, you know? I mean, I found it difficult to believe that any woman would find me attractive at my age.
Do you like women, David?
What do you mean?
Some men don't. Not really. They have women, sleep with them, marry them, give them children. But basically, women scare them.
No, I'm not like that.
You prefer younger women, don't you?
Why do you say that?
Well, Grace is younger than you. I'm in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really thought about it, though.
You do find me attractive.
Yes, of course.
You don't sound sure.
I find you very attractive, yes.
Kiss me then, David. What's the matter?
No, I...
Kiss me. Kiss me again. Come on.
Leave me alone. Oh, God. Please. Stop.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Is it me?
Of course not.
Well, why did you break away like that?
Nothing's the matter. I'm all right. Really.
June, I don't think...
Give me your hand. That's right. Make love to me. Make love to me.
No, June, please stop.
David.
No, I can't.
Don't turn away.
Look, please.
Why not?
No, just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
What's the matter with you?
Look, let's forget it. Please go.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm sorry. It's not your fault. I shouldn't have brought you here. I'll phone for a taxi.
No.
Well, please try and understand.
Understand? Oh, I understand right enough.
Just leave me alone.
Not a chance.
Please.
Pathetic.
No, don't say that.
You sad, pathetic little man.
Shut up.
What kind of a man are you?
Look, you sound like Grace, talking like her, using her words.
Impotent little bastard.
Exactly like Grace.
Putting your paw up a girl's skirt. That's about all you're capable of.
You're all the same. No, it's that same mean laugh. It's sarcastic, mocking, vicious little tongues.
Don't come near me.
With me.
Keep back. Keep away.
You bitch.
My face. She nearly broke my jaw.
I hate you. All of you.
Let me alone.
I'll teach you a lesson. You need a lesson, young lady.
No. Please.
Now come back here. I know you're there in the kitchen. Woman. And I don't let Zog. My God. Now put it down. Oh, don't be stupid. That carving knife. No, for God's sake, you'll hurt someone.
Like her.
What?
You didn't even know her name, did you?
What's got into you?
That girl you killed.
What girl? What are you talking about?
Dead, Crawford.
Stop it. It's piercing my skin.
You're afraid. What does it feel like? Fear. Now it's your turn. You're sweating. Afraid to die?
Die? Look, talk to me. Tell me. Explain.
Simple. I'm going to kill you. Like you killed that girl on the beach. In cold blood.
Listen to me. Look, I've no idea.
With those hands and that knife. Stabbing. All because you can't cope. Because you can't cope with women. You can't cope with life.
Look.
Ugly. Ugly.
You're sick.
You're the sick one. What does it feel like to be a murderer? Go on. Tell me.
Stop this. Stop it. Oh, my God.
Animal. Animal.
Animal.
June.
That's the name, animal. June Pritchard. I'll never forget it.
Was Susan Penhaligon as Judith and Peter Sallis as Crawford in Identikill by John Foster. Other parts were played by Carol Boyd, Peter Pacey, and Peter Meslin. Technical presentation was by Brian Stevens. Appointment with Fear is produced and directed by Derek Hodinott.